Please turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 5. Last week we started a verse-by-verse study through the Sermon on the Mount. Did a little bit of an introduction as to the different religious and political forces that were in the land of Israel at the time that Jesus gave this message, that had their own agenda of bringing in God's kingdom, God's blessing. And the Lord says, here's how His kingdom is going to be established. And we're also able to focus on, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. A message that was so contrary to all the other political and religious forces that were trying to establish the kingdom of God in their own might or in their own way, through religious efforts or through political efforts or literally by force. And the Lord comes and says, here's what my kingdom is all about. It's about those that want to enter the kingdom. They have to be poor in spirit, realizing that you don't offer anything to God, but you come as empty-handed, receiving from Him all that He has to offer. And then building on that, as we'll focus on this morning, in verse 4, looking at mourning. Blessed are those who mourn. As Jesus said, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And we'll look at what it is to be blessed by mourning. Sounds like a contrast, doesn't it? How is it that an individual is, as they mourn, that they're actually blessed? It seems the opposite. It seems like if you're mourning, you're depressed, there's no, it's a lack of joy. But remember, Jesus' kingdom is completely contrary and different to the kingdoms of this world. And His kingdom is about those that are poor in spirit, building upon that, those who are mourn. Those are the ones that are going to be blessed, and those are the ones that will be comforted. Now, I want to look at three aspects of mourning when we study this beatitude together. First of all, in looking at mourning, the Greeks had 9 different words for the same term describing mourning, because there was various degrees of mourning or various types of mourning. And what that tells you about the culture that Jesus came in and ministered is that they realized that mourning was a part of life. That was part of man's existence. Even as the Old Testament says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 4, there's a time to weep and a time to laugh. And in chapter 3, it's a wonderful portion of speaking about time and all the various things that man will go through. And in the end, it says God makes everything beautiful in His time. So even in birth and death and mourning and in laughing, it says there's a time to gain, there's a time to lose. I think you're speaking about diets there in that that portion. But all the contrasts are there. But God brings about something beautiful in His own time, even through the process of mourning. And basically, whether you're a Christian or not a Christian, you will experience mourning in life. There's going to be difficulties that we all face. No one's going to escape it. When a loved one dies, there's a sense of grief. There's a sense of loss. When a tragedy happens, maybe it's not even related to your family, there's a sense of grief for those individuals. And then our own sins, our own mistakes that we make, we have to experience the consequences, and it discourages our heart. Maybe the way that we're living or the bad choices that we make, it comes crashing in upon us. And so here, mourning is just a natural aspect that every human being is going to experience. And actually, if you think about it, mourning is actually a blessing. Tears are actually a blessing from God, because when you lose someone that you love or a difficult situation comes upon your life, you don't want to bottle that all up. You want to be able to release that. And people that don't release it, those are the ones that get messed up emotionally because they have all this junk turning in them. And those that mourn, just in a normal sense, are able to let go of some of that pain, let go of some of that grief and sorrow, so that they don't become bitter at people. They kind of release it through their tears and through the mourning process. And I believe that's given to man, whether they're Christian or not. That's a healthy thing, to let those emotions out. And don't say, well, I'm not an emotional person. You're an emotional person. You may not express them, but you have been given emotions that are deep and need to be released. And so when tragedy comes, God allows us to mourn through the process. And that's actually some of the first places of healing for people, when they start to weep over situations that have come about through the tears. They release all that stuff that's in there that's poisoning their emotional system and their makeup. And God's given that to everybody. And in life, we're all going to experience, obviously aspects of mourning, whether that's related to the Christian life or not. But obviously, Jesus is speaking about more than just mourning over the issues of life. As I've been looking through some of the scriptures, I want to bring you through some of the things that godly people, those that are Christian, are going to mourn over that maybe others in the world may not. And then we'll look at that morning that relates to me personally over my own spiritual condition, which I think gets to the heart of the matter. But I want you to look at other aspects of mourning in the Scripture. Some of them will actually turn to, others I'll just make mention of in this, give you the reference. But turn with me over to Jeremiah chapter 9. And I believe all these things of mourning that we're going to look at are part and parcel of your walk with Jesus Christ. Jeremiah chapter 9. You know, in looking at this, we realize that Jesus did not come to undo all the difficult and harsh things that a person's going to face. When you enter the kingdom of God, it doesn't mean that your life is going to be protected, your health is going to be protected, or that family members aren't going to experience difficulties. It's all part of even your walk with Jesus Christ. So he didn't come to set up his kingdom and just make everybody happy and take all the difficult things away. Jesus himself, as he walked among here, as Isaiah 53 prophesied, it said that he was a man of sorrows and he was acquainted with grief. That's because he came here and he allowed himself to be vulnerable to care for the hurts and needs of society, and it caused a grief in his heart, a sorrow. And when he stood over Jerusalem as he was going to be rejected, it says that he wept over them because they neglected the salvation that God was bringing to them. Lazarus, the friend that he loved, he stood at the grave, and the Bible says Jesus wept. So he was touched by the human situation, and he had compassion upon people. And I believe that's just part of the nature and character of God. And if you're a Christian, then you're going to experience a grief over the conditions that are around us. And I believe that is normal and natural, and what could we call it but mourning? There's a deep sense of loss. There's a pain on the inside because of what our society is going through, what individuals are going through, and maybe even members of our family. You just carry that about. You know, you don't walk in this world as a Christian and not be touched by what's happening to people. And if you're able to, then you really have to check, are you truly a disciple of Jesus Christ? Or maybe your discipleship level is so shallow that you've really never allowed yourself to, you know, ache for the ills of society that you see all the time constantly. That's no way to live. I believe that's a self-centered life. It's a very shallow life. Jesus lived life to the fullest, and he was touched by the conditions of people around him, and he mourned over that condition.
That concludes the broadcast today, and I hope that you're edified and encouraged in your walk with the Lord. If we are true followers of Christ, then we too will be those who are touched with the tragedies of others and want to express compassion to those who are hurting in life. In our study tomorrow, we'll focus on the need to mourn over the spiritual condition of others. If you'd like a copy of all five of these studies, which will be broadcasted this week, which focuses on this beatitude, simply call the phone number, which will be mentioned later. Or if you'd like a tape catalog, which lists all the studies we have done at Calvary Chapel La Mirada, please call us, and we'd be glad to mail out a tape catalog to you.